People are ignorant. Hello, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Lipo Moment. I'm gonna leave that at that. I'm just leave it at that. People are ignorant. It's me, ESP.
It's you know, it's awesome.
I'm so done.
Yeah, that was the best open out of all of them. The other one was sexy though. I'm kind of bad way to use that one. I came in all sounding professional and shit.
Yeah, you tried to. It was fine.
You hate it.
We on the second and third take now.
But, I know. Don't hate that. People are ignorant. Especially, like, did you watch Did you watch the debates the other night?
Oh my god, don't get me started on the clowns. The clown show. Who?
Where? Was it something in the air?
It's the moon.
Was it really? You think it was the moon?
It's the moon.
You think it was the moon that had him feeling all...
One of them
is a Gemini, so he might have been affected. He's in bad.
I wonder, what is Biden? What is Joe Biden? Producer, find out what Joe Biden's sign is. Is it bad that I understand Trump's, like, Gemini?
Yeah, no, it's not, because I do, too. As much as I hate him, but I understand it's Gemini. He's just an emotional, trolling-ass Gemini.
Yeah, he's such a troll, he's and evil, I totally smart. Fucking get it, because he's, like, the voice that I try to ignore.
He's a Scorpio.
Biden's a Scorpio?
Oh, shit.
Biden's a Scorpio. That
shit,
was good.
That's like Godzilla versus fucking Mothra and his motherfucker.
My mother is a Scorpio, and that's very much how our arguments will go.
Your mom is a Scorpio, too?
Mm-hmm.
What is your dad?
A Leo.
Dude, my mother and my father are both Scorpios.
Oh, God. Okay. So, we're digressing. Okay, it's October.
Is it really?
Yeah.
You sure?
Mm-hmm.
And it's harvest?
It's harvest.
What are you harvesting?
It's the blue harvest moon right now. Today, right now, officially. Full moon is in Aries tonight.
So it'll be like it's two nights before by the time you hit this shit.
It'll be what?
It'll be unpassed.
Oh yeah, it'll be passed. Well, as of recording this right now, it's the full moon. It's Yeah. But we got another one coming, don't worry. We got two this month.
Yeah, that's crazy. That means we gotta go through that emotional hoo-ha twice in the same month.
Yeah. And the last one is on Halloween, which will be awesome. It's gonna be Saturday night. It's gonna be lit. Anyways, so yeah, this episode is all about the moon.
Is it really?
Yeah, not the fun kind of moon, like
the dark side or the front or the light side.
The back side.
Ooh. The back side of the moon. Side. Oh, he wasn't even trying. Oh my god, I don't like you. You are your mustache.
Shut up. Hate on my mustache all you want to. But, yes. So, the moon, Miss Luna.
Yeah.
Often referred to in every single religious, mythological, historical, scientific, anything since forever because it's been there since we've been here. If that makes sense.
That's crazy.
See,
that's what I'm saying. Like, why we focus on the present when we should be focusing on stuff like the lunar cycle and and the moon and its existence. Like, how the fuck did that shit develop, bro?
I feel like they're still trying to figure that out. But, I mean...
What the fuck is it comprised of?
Yes, but... The moon, what is it made out of? Who knows? I've never been there. I can't, like... I don't know what they tell us it's made out of.
Well, what do they say it's made out of?
Rock.
Yo, if I get rock again... I swear if I get rock again today, it's an answer.
Rock and metal, right. Rock and fucking metal. So do you ever like feel weird during a full moon? Like, do you actually feel like you feel the full moon?
I think last night was one of those nights that I could actually like reflect on and pay attention to, because I went like from real chill to like emotional ape shit in the blink of my eye.
Ooh, that's that Aries moon. That.
Like, literally, I was cool. Like, stuff was chill. Everything was chill.
And all of a sudden, you just ready for war.
And I was born like a baby. This shit just hit. I'm like, where the fuck is this coming from?
Well, it's kind of the perfect time for release right now, I think.
I've been releasing fucking...
Yeah.
Like, I got diarrhea for the last long.
But specifically, when you're dealing with the moon in Aries, it's like you're tending to... all of your wounds, pretty much. Like, it's all about raising your vibration, and that shit is uncomfortable.
I feel like we've been tending. Well, no, we haven't been tending the wounds.
No, we have all year for the past 6 months because everything's retrograding. Everything's.
I swear I want to punch retrograde right in the face.
We all do. This is like. It's just endless cycle of fuck shit. Like, it really is.
But the moon is a very fascinating thing. I think it's the most second fascinating thing in our universe outside of the sun.
Yeah, so physically, the moon is responsible for the tides. The planet is made, or we are made of 70%. Of water, so you can imagine if it moves the ocean, then it definitely moves you. You know, yeah, and it also it's crazy how it really just depends on like where the moon is at, to like how high the tide is, or like
how it affects certain shit.
Just to think about being a being that is made up of 70% water, like when the moon is at a certain area.
But if it affects the tide, why would it affect you emotionally if it's just the water in your body that it affects?
Well, I mean, everything's connected.
No, you got to do better than that.
I don't know. Right. Hell, everything's connected. Shit. Why would it affect us? Because we're 70% water. Just itself. This is like, what?
But what does the water aspect have to do with the emotional level of your body?
Oh, but I wasn't saying emotionally. I was actually asking you, like, do you physically feel? Like, that's what I meant
when
I asked
you. Oh, you were saying when it's
full. Yeah, do you physically feel different, like, when the moon is full? Or like,
you don't stop paying attention to it.
See, and that's what I was going to say is, like, even when I was younger, before I really got into all this stuff, like, before I was even paying attention to anything like this, like, I would always feel this crazy surge of energy and then look up and be like, oh, it's the full moon.
Energy or sexual? Sexual energy?
Sure.
Overall energy?
Or just overall, like... presentness, I guess. Like, oftentimes I find myself in a way better mood during a full moon phase. Or like, if I'm super, like, I'd be super amped, excited. Like, I have hella energy usually during a full moon. Now, sometimes it can be negative energy, but I've always felt like anytime I had a good night, like in my youth, and I looked up and the moon was full.
Interesting. You know. I just be like, anytime some crazy shit happened around me.
Yeah, you look up in a moon's full. Or like, even like, the damn, fact that, did you know that, like, 911 responders get the most calls during a full moon?
That's crazy.
Like, actually, statistically speaking, they get the most, yeah, like, calls and shit. Like
some kind of, okay. See, I think I just figured it out. That makes sense. So, if the moon affects the tide based on its gravitational pull on this Earth, the gravitational pull probably has some kind of magnetic or electromagnetic pull. That electromagnetic energy or force can also have effect probably on us and our brain waves, based on the fact that we
are also electrical beings.
And the water water is the way that the electricity is, like the conduit for the electricity.
Okay, I see what you was asking me earlier.
Shit. I ain't saying that's it, but I'm just, you know. From sitting here putting it together and trying to figure out, because come on, man. We say that shit, we throw it out there, but like, what is the definitive reason as to why we have such a emotional pull or tear towards, or shit just gets kind of like, for instance, you know what? That's probably why motherfuckers is driving all crazy, zigzagging and zooming all over the place on the interstate and shit like that, because they all charged and ramped up from the electromagnetic pull. It's coming from the gravitational pull of the moon during this full moon.
That's statistically true that 911 calls happen the most during a full
moon. I believe it, dude. We saw like everybody was on the interstate just buck wild. Like,
yeah, and I think especially now, like, since there's more of a collective social aspect to being a human being, like.
And anxiety is at its all time fucking high.
And the fact that we're able to share it now in different ways, like. Yeah, it's just an interesting time around the full moon. Yeah, I'd love to see how people handle it. I'd love to see people be aware of it and see what they're doing
I probably need to go meditate in that shit tonight.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Just get naked and walk outside like Erykah Badu in that window seat video.
Yeah. My window seat. Yeah, she definitely broke everything in that video. But anyways. yeah, but like, just even thinking about like what people believe as far as like history and stuff with the moon involved, like religious and stuff, like the just folklore as far as the moon goes, like it's always been some type of awareness that the moon creates more energy, whether it be positive or negative or like whatever the case may be, but it just creates like, more
deities,
of
a, there's so many each culture has a deity for the moon.
China's probably That's an interesting one. I've always wanted to go to China during like a full moon festival because they have those little moon pie thingies.
Shut the fuck up.
Seriously, that's like, I've always wanted to try like a real one. Not one that you can buy at the store, because if you ever, it's probably one of those things I watched it on YouTube at like 3 a.m., but like, they make these moon pies and it's like, they put so much energy into these moon pies. Like, I feel like if I ate one, I'd have superpowers. But anyways.
Does the moon really affect vampires?
Vampires?
Like, is the moon really based on being part of vampire lore? I mean, the nighttime, yeah, but is it the moon itself or is it
nighttime? I think in some it does actually heighten their powers. But that's just like, you know, there's so many different vampires. But from my own vampirical knowledge, then this is definitely
Yeah, is that the actual word for it? Vampirical? Yes. Or did you just make that shit up?
No, that's
that
was flies. Vampirical.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. This is, I know that vampirical knowledge is a thing because it's a stat on The Sims. And and I played that game Vampire and I feel like that was really
good. Oh shit.
But I don't know. I think the moon heightens their power, but yeah, I don't know. That's a good question. Anyways, the moon is also associated with feminine energy, so you should be feeling a little more ladylike.
Ooh, somebody that's being inside is gonna be on 10. Got you. Yes.
You should definitely be feeling a little more ladylike right now.
Yeah, I need to go find me a big, big butch chick right now.
Come on, big butch. That's what I'm talking about.
Wanda.
You mentioned deities too. Mythology. Mm-hmm. Moon and mythology, which is also, I've always been fascinated by Greek mythology, only for the aspect that it ties into Egyptian mythology. Like,
I mean, all mythology is a derivative of Egyptian.
No, but specifically Greek mythology and Egyptian mythology, because the story goes that I think like Zeus and them were in some giant war or whatever, like Zeus and Hera, like the Greek gods were in this huge war, and with the Gaia, with the earth god, mother goddess of gods, and the earth god created a monster that was capable of killing all the Greek gods, right? From Tartarus, which is hell, okay? The mother, and Tartarus had a baby, all right? And this monster was said to be able to kill all the gods, so Zeus is the only one that stayed to fight this monster, but all the other gods turned into animals and fled to Egypt. And so that's where you get gods like Isis and...
So they're trying to say that the Greek gods led to Egyptian mythology?
Right.
Is that what you're saying?
Mm-hmm.
Even though... Man, we're not even about it.
Right. But you see how it's interesting? Like,
nah, man, it's convoluted as shit.
It's not really.
It's convoluted.
When you get into it.
When you get into history, it's convoluted.
Yeah, when you get... Well,
When you get into history, it's convoluted. You're going to tell me that a civilization that existed and was already...
Well, this is mythology we're talking about. It's like taking the Bible
birth of the... I mean, it's convoluted. And I'm not going to get into it.
Anyways, the moon. Back to the moon. Hell.
We're just going to leave that at that. Just knock that shit out.
Just
let that thought process go.
That's another topic.
Always.
That's a whole nother. That's another always. Episode.
Always. You're lucky we're not doing the moon because I would jump straight into that.
No, I was bringing up that for the sake of bringing up the moon and how the different deities like are like the ones that are actually represented... representing the moon typically have to do with like heightened sense, like having a heightened sense, like Artemis is a goddess that has, she's a hunting goddess, like she can track anybody the fuck down. Thoth, the Egyptian god, the god of like knowledge and like having the ability to actually read and understand, like shit like that, he's powered by the moon. It's just interesting like how history has given the moon this...
It's a balance.
Power.
I mean, because it's the same thing with the sun. There's the sun guys who really have to be a moon goddess. The yin and the yang of the whole situation.
Yeah. But, like, specifically, the moon... Because, you know, the sun... We know what the sun does for us. I'm just talking about what the moon does for us. Like,
it balances out the gravitational pull between us and the sun. Without that, we would be... From what I was told... If I interpret this correctly, without the moon and its gravity and its 3.8 centimeter distance from our planet, that's pretty much the only thing that's keeping this balance from getting sucked directly into the sun and destroyed. So
yeah, if the moon moved over 1 meter, we'd be done.
We'd be fucked. So we need that shit.
Isn't that crazy? Like, how close we are to just not, like, existing.
In existence. That's why I be sitting there like niggas running around talking about COVID and shit.
Right, like, pay attention to what's happening up there.
We ain't even got to do it on a solo level, just like on a global scale as far as, like, the weather itself. Like, come on, man. Shit has fucked us up way before COVID-19 to fuck us up in UK. Like, look what happened to Lake Charles during that hurricane. Lake Charles is fucked, and we ain't talking about that shit. What are we talking about?
I don't even want to speak into...
But
2020 is not
the moon is very important to us because it keeps us balanced. Ha. On a planetary scale.
Yeah. Period.
Also, I mean, on a spiritual scale. Most people go meditate in front of the moon versus the sun.
It just feels different to me. Just being some... Like, I know a lot of people don't get into that, but like, it feels different meditating during the morning or like...
It does.
It's too different.
The sunlight, the direct radiation of the sunlight is a motherfucker. I feel like the moon is filtering some of those rays. Plus, the electromagnetic frequency is probably different for the moon at that time. Who knows? We have to go somebody who really studies that shit.
This is an interesting fact. I didn't know, like, I always wonder why every moon had a name, but our moon doesn't have a name. It's the moon.
Why is that, sir?
It's because it was the first moon discovered, duh.
Shut the fuck up. And they didn't name it in the beginning? You figured the first one they would name? They didn't name
it. Luna. That's it. That's what we got. That's what we got. This fact is funny, too. It's the only moon in our solar system that orbits a terrestrial planet. No kidding.
I mean, I still feel like that's yet to be proven. Science is always trying to disprove itself.
We don't know. Like, what's a terrestrial planet, though?
Planet with living organisms. Mm-hmm. So, we're saying that we have yet to discover other living organisms. Maybe they haven't displayed themselves yet.
That's why I thought that was funny, because it's a terrestrial planet, and typically, I mean, if you ask most people, we're the only terrestrial planet. Anyways, right. Damn, the moon drifts 3.8 centimeters away from the Earth every year. So, yeah. Like, we're not going to be here in, like, a billion years.
Yeah, that's the whole... Yeah.
Shit.
Yeah. I mean, eventually the sun is going to burn out. I know that shit sounds bleak, but the sun shall burn out. It does not have an infinite supply of fuel.
Neptune and Venus are the only planets that do not have a moon. Interesting.
So... How are they balancing their gravitational pull and not getting sucked into the sun? See, it's all these questions that I have for astronomers.
They don't have a lot of the answers.
Because they have their own what?
Sorry, we're getting a word from our producer.
Moment of silence. That's Parks.
Parks?
You'll watch your brother's podcast. Mm-mm. They have another person behind the scene when they record. You can't see him, but he comments every once in a while. His
name is Parks. Shout out to Joe Budden. Not really. But anyway.
No, don't hate, man.
Dude, I'm not even about to go there.
Yeah. If you don't like him as a person, I get it. But as a podcaster, this is...
Oh, yeah, no. Go off, man. Hey, whatever. But like... Anyway. So, tonight's full moon. In Aries. I missed the sunset. I didn't see the sunset, but apparently it's supposed to be illuminated during the sunset. It's the longest time casted in the year, like as far as the moon being up.
Actually, it was quite reddish orange this morning. My mom asked me about that.
It's orange.
Yeah.
You can see Mars from Earth right now.
Oh, when you say illuminated, that means like the sky won't be extremely dark. It kind of
no. That means this. You can see the moon. Illuminated along with the sun setting.
So you can see both at the same time.
Right. Yeah.
Ish. Why you just didn't say that?
The moon is highly illuminated during sunset. That's what I said. Oh, mercy. Okay, so...
But no, the moon is very important. It's a key symbol. Because you know what that is crazy? We put more emphasis on the moon and its energy and stuff during October. Is it because of the whole Hallows' Eve and the whole spirit brouhaha that we put.
Probably so. I think because it's the month of October, it just signifies like the kickoff of the occult period. And the moon is obviously right dead center in the middle of darkness, and darkness happens to surround occult things for some reason. So like people just like, the moon is really...
You're so wise in this space. You're so
I'm not that wise. I don't know
you're
shit
so,
for real.
You're so informed.
I'm not. I just am spewing shit from my own perspective.
Oh, okay, never mind. Then I take that back then.
Yeah.
I still feel like you're informed, though.
Oh, well, thanks. I know some shit. A lot of useless information up here.
That's what's up. Because I had no clue. So, okay, the occult focuses on it because they... But I was okay, so I was watching something on the occult yesterday, and this gentleman was explaining how society has put negative stigmas on the word occult.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
Like, because it's an occult,
it's got to be bad, like it's evil bad. Stuff, but that's not necessary.
Some kind of occult in some form of fashion.
Yeah, everybody's got their own occult. If you ask me, Christianity is a form of an occult. But
okay, I'm not going to go down that
right. Not going to go there.
I got you.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Like yeah, anything like that kind of falls into the occult realm.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's supernatural or... Yeah, I'm just going to say that.
Got you. Drip, drip. Drip, drip.
I'll believe it at that. But, yeah. Yeah, so happy October. It's definitely my favorite month.
Why is that?
Because I love the fall. And I love... I'm a creepy kid. I would prefer to watch, like, The Addams Family over, I don't know, The Ready Bunch. And October, everybody kind of has that energy of, like...
Let's get naked at the end of the year based on like my man.
I used to be that thotty that
you
used to get naked.
Your butt cheeks out. You ever you ever did the Prince chaps with,
yeah.
with the butt cheeks out?
Mm-hmm. And I wrote a mechanical bull. That was one Halloween.
You look like you ruined a couple of mechanical bulls.
Not mechanical, but bulls for sure. So
Oh my god, why did I even go there, man? I'm too out of it for that shit.
No homo.
Too late for that. Pause.
But no, like, I'm just... This would be an interesting year for me, actually, as far as the month of October goes, and centering my focus around occult things, quote-unquote. Just because I've never had this level of awareness as far as what goes on in like the universe and things like that. So this month for me, particularly in the past, has really been about like, oh shit, it's fall, we about to turn up, like it's Halloween, da-da-da-da-da. But like this year, just because we have like two full moons this month. We've got one on the 1st and we've got one on the 31st. That's, I'm really like paying attention crazy. To the portal that we're in right now. Yeah. So it's not even necessarily the fact that it's fall and there's candy
and
there's
parties.
And it's not
even the two moons. It's the process.
It's the process in between.
The process has been a very big conversation that's been coming up lately.
Yeah.
That people are more concerned about the outcome, but not really just being steady within the process. Learning how to be aware within the process to make the right moves.
Yeah, and I feel like the portals we've been thrown in through the cosmos these past couple of months, like this one right now, is about to be... a really good one for everyone. And yeah, I feel like collectively, just being on my Twitter feed and shit like that, like collectively everyone seems to be coming out of that phase of like, oh my god, this year sucked, like shitty and like into like, you know what, we about to
do this shit for real,
we about to do this, like we gotta fix this,
you have a better understanding.
Whatever it is, we're gonna fix it. And it's just collectively seeing people
that. We had time to be still. And then with them being still, a lot of things were brought to the forefront that we can no longer ignore.
Right. Sorry.
So, that was all good.
Yeah.
Clarity. 2020 vision. That's the irony. That's the fucking irony.
The whole irony. 2020 vision is literally
everybody's
a whole
got fucking meaning. Clarity. It's about whether you choose what you see, you choose to accept, or you choose to stick in that same state of mind and avoid that shit.
What? And we're back. All right, sorry, technical difficulties here. But anyways, as to what you were saying, Jethro, be quiet. That's my dog.
Check your bitch.
Wow. Get him, Jet. Bite him.
But no, man. It's just about having clarity and being focused on what you're trying to attain.
Yeah.
And whether you choose to acknowledge
whatever you're not,
the assets and the things you need to progress, or the change that needs to be done.
Yeah.
To progress or decline it, and then stuck in the same
bullshit. Whatever you're not changing, you're choosing. Period. At this point, if you're not changing it, you're choosing it. That's what you want. Because, like, especially nowadays, we have so many tools and opportunities and ways around, and like,
yeah, bro,
there's just no reason. We have time, we have opportunity. It's a plethora of
time.
It.
It's the time management, how you use it.
Everybody that's out there getting it is getting it. There's plenty of money, there's plenty of success. You're not changing.
Opportunity.
You're choosing it. So
that's sexy.
Yeah.
That's sexy as hell.
But that's what I mean when I say, like, just being in this portal, this space that we're in right now, this month of October, it's just gonna be really interesting for me to pay attention to. Like, with my
So what are you what are your expectations? Do you have any expectations? What are you looking for? Are there any things that you that you feel like we should be looking for?
Expectations.
Because technically we only have another 3 months left in this month.
Yeah, well.
And then we're being forced into the action after you got all the awareness. Now you
well,
got
see, no. Then it becomes a action problem. Starts now. Action starts now.
See, I think 2021 is about applying.
You need to be applying that shit.
2020, I feel like 2020 is assessing and making adjustments.
Prior planning prevents piss poor performance.
Proper preparation.
Proper planning, whatever.
Proper preparation.
Whatever you want to say.
So you have to properly prepare before you perform.
Yeah.
So right now, we're in the planning space, which is assessing the situation. Why you do this with me?
We're not assessing no more. We over-assessing now.
No, 2020 still going on.
The first half of 2020 was assessment.
No.
Like you said, we had time to be still, right?
Yeah.
That was the first half of 2020.
And now you're planning out the rest of the space.
No, we should have already planned already. People should have a plan.
How can you plan?
You should already have
assessing?
A vision and a plan of where you're going.
Stop touching me.
I'm not judging you. I'm just telling you.
I said stop touching me.
No, you stop touching me. Started it. No. Start now. Do it now. Don't wait to like, no. You should already see where you want to be in 2021.
But
2021 should already be mapped
but
out.
But let's be sincere. You saying that, but a lot of people didn't spend the first half of 2020 assessing the situation and making sense of it. A lot of people are just now getting to this point where they finished assessing it and are making sense of it.
So listen to me. You got until the 31st to figure this shit out.
You giving niggas deadlines? Yeah. You giving niggas deadlines.
Period. You got until the 31st.
No, realistically, though. That's why I said it's only 3 more months. But after that, I mean, you still, after you assess it, you have to map out a plan, some kind of small plan. They say it got to be stupid detail. And then going, I hear what you're saying. Start applying now, but you still have to have that plan done.
I suppose. I see what you're saying. I just think that
if you start at the beginning of the year,
assessing is part of the action. So maybe we're saying the same thing.
We are. You just wanted to say it the way you same way you said that proper the 5P scenario and shit.
So whatever.
I'll debate this one versus that one. That one is trivial.
That's fine. We like to debate, and it just is what it is. You keep tomatoes, tomatoes.
So
you seem like a tomato type of motherfucker.
I am.
Everybody
a
else says tomato.
Yeah, I am. 100%.
It's potato, not potato. Who the fuck eats a sweet potato? I see.
Nobody. I eat sweet potatoes, motherfucker.
Anyway.
I eat stuffed potatoes. I say fajita.
Ew.
Fajita.
That sounds gross.
Are you speaking Spanish?
I
mean, I know you're Spanish, but are you speaking Spanish when you say it? Or are you saying it in English?
No, I say it in Spanish because I'm Spanish.
No.
Fuck's vagina. Quesadilla. Headass.
Quesadilla. It's a goddamn quesadilla.
Anyway.
It's a goddamn quesadilla.
So, the moon.
Polo.
The moon's fucking with you, bro. The moon got all the water is in your head right now.
Yeah, 100%. I got water head syndrome. Let me stop, man, because that's an actual fucking syndrome.
Is it? Oh, shit.
Yeah, it's called hydrocephalic. Water head syndrome. When you have excessive who would build a
pyramid. That sounds uncomfortable, and I'm sorry for anyone who may be dealing with that. But
yeah, I knew somebody who had that syndrome. But nah, we're not going down the rabbit hole. But yeah.
I wonder how the moon affects...
Potato, motherfucker. Potato.
Potato.
Vagina, in case of Dillas.
That's unfortunate. So...
I digress.
I guess to wrap things, we are hitting 30 minutes. I've run out of things to talk about as far as the moon goes.
I would say go focus on it. Spend some time with it on the 31st, since you're probably going to miss this motherfucker by the time this episode passes. So invest some time in the full moon. By the end of the year, take some time to really think about what you want to release, because like, I agree with him. You got to the 31st because you only got 3 more months of this year.
Did you say you agree with me? Yo, the water is in your
face. Yeah, I'm just devil's advocate, motherfucker, but I agree with you. Yeah, that deadline is not a bad thing, man. A lot of people have been wasting a lot of this time during the year. You should have been using the shit when you were sitting still. Shit is moving now. Shit is moving again.
Like,
yeah. So by the time 2021 hits, you should be in your groove. I agree with you. Saying. Yeah, you should be in it. But when 2021 hits, like, it's time to go. It's time to push it in motion.
I think collectively, just collectively, all of us need to...
That goes for you too. So we need to have our bounce on by 2020.
Yeah. I've got things to work on. Okay. For sure. But
I want more tracks.
More tracks? I want
more from you.
Oh, yeah. No, that's coming. It's coming. That'll definitely hit before 2021.
On your ass.
Everywhere. I'm coming everywhere in your ear.
Yikes.
Yeah.
Yikes.
Coming all in your ear. Mm. What? Moon in Aquarius? What? Let me stop. Y'all not ready. But news is coming soon. ESP Vibes. Instagram, Twitter. Brought to you by Incarnate 24/7. If you need any marketing done, hit them up, because they're the shit. And
feces. Fiber.
Wow.
Fiber. She's fiber.
Please be my ad lib guy.
All day. I'm trying to tell you, little bitch. Look, we about to do a bounce song, you hear me? It's about to go down, you hear me? Oh, day, whoa. Oh, day, whoa. I'm about to look. Co-signing the fuck out, you heard?
Come on, bruh.
Bust it, you heard? Oh, bruh. Yeah, you heard?
Well.
It was in the cosmos, dog. We probably forget.
Oh, the cosmos.
Yeah,
you forget about
the cosmos.
Yeah.
The moon felt like we was talking about the fucking cosmos.
Full moon in Aries. Bitchiest full moon ever. Rare harvest full moon. excuse me. Focus on what you desire. Be specific. Raise your vibration. Tend to your Chiron, which is the wounded healer. Fuck all the drama. Like,
word,
we got enough drama going on. Like, you don't need to create more.
Flavor Flav.
Honestly, if it's dramatic to you or it feels like drama, shut up. Fuck it. And that's that.
That's real shit. Some niggas need to get punched in their chains. Gotcha. So basically, it's just pretty much shut out all the bullshit, get your shit together, wrap this shit up. You got about 30 days left to get this shit.
It's 2020, y'all know what it is.
You got 3 months after that, so like, yo, we got to wrap up this season, we got to wrap up this year, get your shit together, you heard me? Ready to bust it out, make it happen.
All of that. Should already be doing it, but... he's going to give y'all the grace period. I'm not.
Yeah, man. I'm giving the benefit of the doubt, man.
I'm not. Because I've been saying into the cosmos for weeks and weeks and weeks now. And I've been walking y'all through this. But.
You've been walking yourself through it?
No.
Right, motherfuckers. That's why I'm giving niggas a grace period. Don't be no hypocrite. Right.
The people need guidance.
Yeah, but take your own advice.
I'm trying. It's
your boy, AwesomeNear17. Check me out on IG. Check us out on iTunes. Spotify, Anchor, Facebook, all that shit, man. Twitter, the whole shebang and bang, man. We just keep it popping. We just trying to keep it moving, staying consistent, man.
Plug your show.
Oh, yes. October 9th, I have a show here in Atlanta. It'll be at the Artisan Bar and Grill. It's digital. Get your tickets online. I can't tell you the exact website right now. I'll probably be sitting here forever. But Artisan's Bar and Grill, Instagram, you'll see it. We all over there. It's digital. You can watch from wherever you want, and yeah.
You can watch wherever you want.
It's $10. I know y'all got it, because I got another COVID check last week, so stop
playing.
Stop playing. I know y'all got it. Anyways, peace and light, friends.
Yo, y'all be good. Peace.